Enstrom introduces a new trainer. The Citation Latitude reaches max performance. And HAI launches Land and Live. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 27, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Enstrom Helicopter Corporation has introduced the newest member of its family, the TH-180. Designed as a training helicopter, the TH-180 is designed with the student in mind. Its rugged frame with robust, energy-absorbing landing gear delivers wide margins of safety during the learning process, while the high-inertia main rotor blades and articulated hub combine with the unblocked tail rotor to produce amazing controllability. With plenty of head and leg room, memory foam seating, and quiet cabin environment, an instructor will experience many hours of quality training and comfort with the student pilot. Finally, Enstrom says the TH-180 will be, quote, an economical addition to the training fleet, boasting ease of maintenance and low operating cost, end quote. Cessna's Citation Latitude has reached another testing milestone. In only the aircraft's third flight, the Latitude prototype has successfully achieved full envelope performance for maximum speed, 440 knots true airspeed, or 506 miles per hour, Mach speed of 0.8, and altitude of 45,000 feet. The aircraft was cleared for a direct climb to 45,000 feet with a gross takeoff weight of 29,000 pounds. The next test for the Latitude will focus on low-speed performance. Certification for the Citation Latitude is expected in the second quarter of 2015. HAI has set up a website to emphasize a safety tool in every helicopter pilot's toolbox capable of breaking most every accident chain. Too often, HAI says, this tool remains tucked away, hidden in the dark recesses of the bottom corner of the toolbox. It's called the precautionary landing. The new Land and Live website asks some basic questions. Is your flight not going well? Do you have a warning light? Are you or your passengers not feeling well? Is the weather turning? Are you low on fuel? As pilot in command, only you can decide if you should continue the flight or take advantage of your helicopter's unique ability to land almost anywhere and make a precautionary landing. The site has sections for pilots, operators, and first responders that explain what each needs to know in a precautionary landing scenario, including such items as where a helicopter is allowed to land. It also encourages operators to reward pilots who will make a precautionary landing if he or she thinks it is necessary to save the lives of those on board. Augusta Westland has unveiled a new addition to its range of class-leading light twin-engine helicopters, the AW-109 Trekker, the first Augusta Westland light twin to offer skid landing gear. The aircraft was unveiled during a ceremony at Heli Expo 2014 this past Wednesday in Anaheim, California. The AW-109 Trekker, based on the best-selling AW-109 Grand range of helicopters, was developed to provide the perfect solution for utility and aerial work operations. The FAA has granted a Technical Standard Order, TSO, C-179A, and European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, a European Technical Standard Order certification for the TB-17 Advanced Lithium-Ion Battery. The TB-17 is the first lithium-ion engine start battery for business and commercial aviation to receive either certification. When Aero News continues, there's a new Jet Ranger on patrol. How do you say Rockwell Collins in Russian? And Sir Richard Branson still planning to be first in space.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The details have been rumored for months, but there is now a new Jet Ranger in the world, and it wants its share of the light single-engine turbine heli market captured by Robinson's highly successful R-66. The new Bell 505 Jet Ranger X is a five-seat single-engine turbine helicopter, averaging Bell Helicopter's proven technology and nearly half a century of experience defining the SLS market with the original Jet Ranger. With a cruise speed of 125 knots, range of 360 nautical miles, and useful load of 1,500 pounds, the Bell 505 is designed to be the safest and easiest aircraft to fly in its category while still remaining affordably priced. The Jet Ranger X is a multi-mission helicopter designed to meet a wide variety of missions with a fully flat floor, increased cabin volume, and clamshell doors. It can support a wide variety of operations categories, including the utility segment, corporate and private owners, and training schools. Rockwell Collins has signed a memorandum of understanding with St. Petersburg, Russia-based Transys Aviation, a division of Transys Group, to address forward-fit and retrofit avionics opportunities for Russian aircraft platforms. The combined strengths of Rockwell Collins and Transys Aviation, which provides aviation solutions for Russian and international fixed-wing aircraft and helicopter operators, marks a major milestone in the region. Under the terms of the MOU, Rockwell Collins will further expand its footprint in Russia and the Commonwealth of Independent States, with improved access to in-region customers, engineering support, and certification agencies, and Transys Aviation will gain access to Rockwell Collins' global business development capabilities, engineering and certification expertise, and expansive service and support network. This is the first formal agreement announced between a major global avionics manufacturer and a Russian-based aviation solutions provider. Sir Richard Branson is insisting he will be aboard the first space flight of Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two. Branson's Spaceship Two is essentially a scaled-up version of Spaceship One, a Burt Rutan design that won the XPRIZE for the first private space flight with a reusable ship. In order to achieve the necessary FAA license, Spaceship Two will need several test flights at full speed and reaching an altitude of 62 miles. To date, it has obtained only a max altitude of 13 miles. Still, Branson insists his inaugural flight is imminent. He's promised it as early as this fall. But he's been making similar projections annually since 2007. Without question, the project does have its believers. According to a report in The Guardian, almost 700 people, including the likes of Tom Hanks and Angelina Jolie, have paid well over $200,000 to book a two-hour journey on Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two, which would include a planned 5 minutes of weightlessness. That's a lot of money to be weightless for about half the time it took you to just listen to this AeroCast. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.